Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
Let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year, and you know what it is. To the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506. Let's have a great show, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show Network and our Survivor Caramone Thursday Night Reality Roundtable Show. I can't wait because tonight we have a very special guest. We have our host, Travis Bubba Sampson, who will be joining us in a little while. But we also have Brandon Hance, who's going to be joining us in after last night's episode. I can't wait to talk to Brandon. This is going to be a very fun show. So get your dialing fingers ready, call in, and talk to us at 347-237-5506. We have the host of our show ready to join us, so let's play his theme music and bring him up.
Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Richard Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox.
We doing?
Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Sorry we didn't have you with us last week. We missed you. Glad to have you back with us this week.
Hey, it's good to be back. Good to be back. So, how's everybody getting along and after the show last night?
Very well, very well. We also have your special guest whenever you're ready to have them join us.
Absolutely. Let's get started. I'm anxious to hear that side of it. So
okay, let's do this. Mary, David, and Brandon, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Good.
Brandon, David, what's up, guys?
Brandon's half asleep, so I'm going to have to get him wired up here to wake him up, I reckon.
Talk about it.
Go Reynolds.
You, David.
Go Reynolds.
You're gay.
I'll wake him up.
Hey, I can tell
Brandon,
you right now.
Brandon, have you been doing interviews all day?
Oh, fudging day. Yeah.
They're miserable.
I was taking a nap, man, and I thought I was going to die when the phone started ringing.
That's okay. Was you dreaming about the Rad Ron reality show?
Hell no.
Okay, just shaking.
But I tell you what, I mean, when I got off the show and was doing interviews and stuff like that, I was using a cordless phone, and I was going through the house to get cordless phones because we got rid of all the ones that was attached, and I was going through that because phones kept dying. So that tells you how many interviews you do. I mean, I can understand totally Brandon being dead tired. I mean, it's going to be all week long.
You do 8 hours of them.
And then you have other days.
That's what I did, about 8-9 hours.
Yeah, a good 8 hours.
Well, like I just told him when I got him on the phone, Terry, the one thing I want to say is what disappointed me the most with CBS is that when they did Sprint Player of the Week, they put Phillip up there. Why would they not put Phillip, Brandon, and then Reynolds, you know?
Right.
Because to let America choose what side they're on.
Didn't you hear Phillip? He won that challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Holy Jesus, I hope people don't move up.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That was quite a show last night, Brandon.
It was. I didn't even watch it.
You didn't?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay. Of course you watched it. I'm not buying that for a minute.
No, I would have, because he kind of full of himself, ain't he?
Yeah, buddy.
So he'd be like, I already know what's happening. I have to watch myself.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was real liberating.
Liberating.
To say the least. Yeah. Brandon, do you think and it's just going from experiences from my show, and maybe they've done it on yours and stuff like that, but do you think the producers kind of fan the flame, so to speak, between you and Phil? No, not really. I didn't like him. Just be honest, he was just kind of a douchebag. Go ahead.
I like to know behind the scenes what happened between you and Phillip that we didn't get to see, because there was too many sad faces, and it wasn't just rice and beans.
So me? Hold on, guys.
Okay.
I'm hungry. Right. About to go stop us fast food.
Don't tell him he was on The Bachelor.
No.
So last week, Shamar was taken out by having an eye injury, and Laura was voted out of the fans tribe. So we can just start with that. We know what happened last week. At the beginning of last night's show, Sherry was talking about how she had to write Laura's name down, even though Laura was like a daughter to her. Reynolds was talking about how great it was to play his idol. Michael was talking about how he doesn't want Reynolds to get the idol again because he's their clutch guy. And he said he's been our clutch guy in all the challenges. He's the clutch guy when getting, you know, fire started. He can pull through. And that's the thing. I don't want him furthering himself and figuring things out and getting too far at my expense. So that was Michael's take on Reynolds. And then Brandon talked to his tribe about him being responsible for not only his life, but his two precious babies. And it was a very heartfelt conversation.
Made me cry.
I know. You really felt it from his heart.
Because I told David, pause it. I said, David, I know what this feels like. Because there was points of the race that I was just ready to come home. It's hard as it could be. And you still got kids at home that you don't know what they're worrying about, you know?
Yeah.
But David always, I had a partner that was my husband. Brandon didn't have anybody on that island.
No, there were a bunch of kids.
Right, and David would always tell me, Mary, we left to do this for the kids. In which now I'm not looking back and regretting it. because I've got everything in the world now, and I've been everywhere in the world. And my kids get a lot of opportunities just because we were on the race, but it is so hard. Brandon, oh my gosh, I just cried for you so much because I know what it's like, but I don't know because I've never been on my own like you were.
You know, it's all good. I appreciate the sympathy and, you know, it means a lot to me. But I can't say, you know, I chose to go out there. The whole feeling sorry for myself was real short-lived, you know. I didn't want to give up. It's just I felt so up against the wall. Everything was kind of coming down on me.
You were saying that all your babies knew was that Daddy was gone again. And
before that, as people know, I was separated. You know, I only had 2 months to be with my family when we got back together before I was out on another island.
Right.
And it was really, really hard because I was just getting back to good standings with, you know, trust with my wife and everything else. So it was really hard. I mean, people got to understand that shit ain't no joke. And, you know, but, you know, thank God that when I got home, everything was just in place as if I left. So, I'm waking up, guys. Y'all better watch out.
Come on, Reynolds.
David,
so,
I'm coming, son.
Now you ain't talking all that smack, you know, little hand's about to blow up on you now.
Oh, I can talk it.
No, but
the very next morning you woke up and had another meeting with the tribe.
And I said, you know what, I'm going to do this.
And you said you were going to do it for your family.
Yeah, and that's what I meant to do. So I shook it off and... here
and then Philip treated you like a kid.
Just like he told me, I remember we had a conversation. He said, I knew you weren't going anywhere, Brandon. I was like, wow, man. He said, because I know before you even said it. I was like, what the fuck do you even need to be telling me this for? You know, what's the deal? And I didn't verbalize that. You got to understand, I was trying to be a survivor again. I was trying to play the game. So I said, okay, Philip. I said, that's cool, man. I'm glad you're smart like that. And, you know, just stuff that wasn't necessary. You know, he was really, when I say dictator, man, he was really trying to take it at and run with it. He wanted to be the Boston Rob of this season, and it really didn't turn out the way that he expected, for sure. So I'm glad for that. I have no regrets of what I did. And if I do it all over again and I was put in that same position, I would have still did what I did, you know. Maybe not as been as volatile as people would call me, but honestly, I thought I held myself pretty damn well considering the circumstances.
Did it ever get really physical between you and Philip? I mean,
no,
off
never.
Camera?
Oh, never. He didn't. Okay, Bubba, I'll be honest with you. Philip is the biggest bitch I've ever met in my life. And whenever I say that as a survivor, I don't respect him. But as a person, I respect the man. Anything that I say is completely survivor related. I don't disrespect anybody outside of the game. And he did that to me. He did that when he said something about my kid.
Yep.
Holy balls, boy. You know, I could have teabagged him right there in front of everybody. So it was a really serious situation for me. And Jeff Prother did a very, very good job of handling it. And he really helped me out there. But yeah, man, it got to the point to where I had to be completely sequestered from the island, from the people on the island. They could not have me around anybody because of the fact that, as you guys could see, at the beginning, and people ask me why I'm so volatile, but ask yourself this. You know, he's 6'2", 250 pounds, whatever. That don't mean nothing to me. He sold the camera. I'm a street fighter, okay? He said straight before anything ever escalated, before I did anything but tell him to shut the F up, He's called himself a street fighter. He first initialized this physical confrontation in his own mind. He was already wanting to get physical. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have said nothing about being a street fighter, because what do street fighters do? They fight. And supposedly they're probably good at it. Okay? So in my mind, I didn't know this as one thing was going on. So he's already being antagonistic by saying he's a street fighter. I didn't start the crap, man.
Right.
But I sure as hell finished it. I sure as hell finished it. And I tried to be a man about it and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. But this badass street fighter, when Honey Badger goes off, he was sure as hell moving pretty quickly to the other side of the island. I didn't remember him stopping to turn around and say, hey, man, you got a problem with me? No, sir. I could not see the whites of that man's eyes. I promise you that. So it wasn't all, I'm bad, you know, let's get it down right here. No, street fighter this, street fighter that. And he got to realize, as much as he plays up for that camera, you're dealing with a real human being with me. And I'll be real with you every time and every challenge, every second on that show. Everything that I do is real, and it's not played up for the camera. So, like I told him, Honey Badger said he can come get some anytime. But as of right now, you know, I reminisce, and I get in the moment. I think about it, and I'm like, man, it feels like it was just yesterday. But at the same time, I got to realize it's been a year. And if I seen him today, it would be no problem. Me or Philip would have. Well, I mean, I don't know if Philip would like me too much, because it was kind of embarrassing. It hurts a man's pride to see him get punked like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm cool. I'm easy to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to need somebody to talk to me.
Wow.
Hey, I want to ask you a question.
He needs somebody to talk to him, guys. Call in.
Does really none of him favorites from other seasons know how to start a stupid fire with Flint?
Nobody.
Not even...
Either that, not even Malcolm. Jesus, cry me
a river. Wow, I mean, because that's what surprised me of what you said.
None of them were doing anything.
I know Philip was looking at you when you were
gathering stuff, but none of them were doing anything like cooking or starting a fire. Or every night, I was the same guy. Same guy doing all the stuff around the camp.
Maybe they were just using. Does anybody got Dawn's number? I think I got Dawn's number. Let's see if she can call in. We do have a caller on the line. Let's take a call and see what they have to say.
Where's Bubba? Bubba.
Right.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Man, why don't you go?
Yes.
Thank you for calling into the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Doing great. Yeah, this is Johnny Digital on Facebook. I'm friends with you, Brandon, and with your uncle.
Had the pleasure. Johnny Digital.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting your uncle at the People's Choice Awards after party a couple years ago, and hopefully one day I'll get to meet you. It'd be an honor.
Cool.
So here's my question. It's kind of twofold. And first of all, I understand it's a game, you know. My friend Dirk Bean was on the very first season. And he got almost as much backlash as you did for his Christian faith. On your first season. My question is, it's twofold. The first part, you know, I understand it's a game, but I also understand that it's real people there. You know, their lives are dependent upon their food. You know, and it is real relationships. You know, that you guys do form. My question is, I understand why, like, let's say Phil had his own ration of food. I understand. I would have done the same thing. I would have taken his food and smashed it, thrown it away, pissed on it, all that good stuff. But why the rest of the tribe?
Because that rest of the tribe, see, have you ever seen anybody be bullied? I'm asking you, Johnny Mitchell.
I've been bullied. I've been bullied worse than,
okay,
you know.
Now, have you seen someone be bullied?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Did you do anything about it?
Yes.
All right. You're a good man. See, if you would have done anything about it, Johnny, then I'd have called you a bully. Okay.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay, so I want you to answer that question yourself. When you're seeing a man that's trying to do his best and apologize, and you sit there and watch the way he's be treated by another person, and you can watch it, shit, you might as well be that man right there. So, Maz, everybody got what they deserve. You take $1 million away from me, your ass can go out without food and water for the next 2 days, and I'll sleep very well.
Gotcha. And so by that point, they had already made their decision that they were letting you go?
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
much? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't think there was no
way of you changing their mind? Because what TV
no
shows
way.
Is they
There's
all
no
know
way.
That Philip is playing.
Philip had already went to the camera crew and said, if he stays, I leave. He was getting way, 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 way out of it. When he said to that camera he was a street fighter, he meant that if I was going to be out there, he's never had somebody stand up to him. So immediately he was like, oh, you want to fight? Oh, you don't want to go that route. I said, Philip, I just said, fuck you. That's it. What are you talking about? There's no way you want to fight with me. In my mind, I'm thinking this, but I'm trying to defuse you. Yes, can I get something from your menu, please?
What about if you would have threw Brenda under the bus?
I want a cherry limeade, the biggest one you got.
With ocean water.
And an ocean water. One of your small ones, because I'm feeling a little bit frisky.
You're only on a radio show, Brandon.
If you're feeling frisky, you should have got the big root.
Well, that's
cherry limeade.
That's a cherry limeade root.
He ain't from the
cherry limeade.
He's root 44 cherry limeade. And then a small blue ocean water. And then, let's see here. I'm hungry. Well, I'm going to go somewhere else to eat, so that's fine. Just those drinks.
Okay, small ocean water and a route for the port cherry limeade, right?
Yeah, on the house. Thank you. I'll pull up. I've had my stuff spin in about 40 different times. It starts to add flavor.
So, Johnny Digital, did you have any other questions?
Well, I did. And I don't want to sound judgmental, and please don't be offended. This is a question I think everybody's wanting to know. This is one of the biggest topics on your Facebook page. People have asked about your Christian. They've asked about your Christian faith and how that ties into everything. And like I say, without being judgmental, just to let you know my background. I used to be a really strong Christian. You could say I'm more agnostic now. I grew up in church and everything. My question is, how do you tie in your religion with all this?
See, I shouldn't have brought religion into that game in the first place. It just made my faith look foolish and, leave the game where it is and leave my faith at home, but I didn't because...
That's
just
a great answer. That's the exact answer, yeah.
Well, a lot of that was because of coach.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know...
Well,
that's
you know, thank you, buddy.
That's true.
You too, bro.
Coach had a big...
I can't. I'm not one to blame shit on other people. So,
well,
you're not.
But realistically, it was brought up because of Coach. Coach, you didn't go out there and start it. Coach sort of brought it up to you.
And I did an interview with Coach, and I yelled at his punk ass today on the after show.
That's awesome.
I said, dude, you got shafted in the ass, and you come on South Pacific and shaft me in the ass. He was like, you would have went to the final three. I said, you were already talking to people about voting me out before the freaking final three. Are you kidding me, Coach? Are you kidding me? And he started talking. I said, no, you don't talk. I'm the one getting interviewed. You shut up. You listen to me.
Well, thank you, Brandon.
Poverty was like, Brandon, don't you think this and that? That's what I do.
Coach is one of the biggest hypocrites in all of reality TV history ever.
And they're going to want to have him and Poverty interview me. I was like, Poverty, stop trying to play doctor because you suck at it. And none of your high school diploma or your extra college degrees are going to help figure my mind out because it ain't happening. But my mom and daddy tried to do that for 21 years and it still ain't happened. So
anyway.
But yeah, man, I appreciate you not being rude or disrespectful with those questions because I could have got pissed off.
But I'm proud of you because you took him like he asked him.
That's right.
Proud of you, Mama.
I can't remember the blonde head girl's name on
it. I ain't talking to you, David.
She said that she already knows that she was mental.
Are you talking about?
I can't remember her name.
Hey guys, let me ask you a question. Anybody get to see Corinne, you know, trash me a lot? Yeah, everybody got to see that.
Yeah.
And then be the spokesperson for throwing the challenge. Well, check this out. Seems for the next episode, Philip is the craziest player I've ever played with. Well, bitch, you should have voted him out when I was.
I know. Next week it's her wanting Philip out and Philip wanting her out.
When she wanted
Philip
out, that's all she had to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're all playing behind the scenes, like I'm trying to tell Brandon, is that they know that he's a bunch of junk. They're just playing with him. I think because in the end they think they can beat him over you, which is the God's honest truth.
I want to know one thing. It don't show a whole lot of Malcolm. And for some reason you don't like him, but...
I like him as, like I said, everybody's persons. I don't ever hit character or hit persons. I just talk crap as a survivor. I don't ever, you know, if they want to get personal, that's on them, and that just shows how low they want to act. But if I call somebody a bitch, it's because they've been a bitch on Survivor, not in real life. So.
I can't understand the Malcolm.
I dislike Malcolm very much because he's a band hop. He's a bandwagon hopper. It's like, what's your favorite team, David?
Oh, it's ours.
David's
in
the NFL hopper.
No,
so
I'm
you
not.
Ask Mary what her favorite team is.
Okay, well, it's always
you know,
Cowboys and Bengals.
The Hoppers because their team goes on an 0-6 losing streak. And then they find another one. Then that team goes on to win every game of the rest of the season. They're back to that team going, I was always with you.
See, I just think he's playing low-key. I just think he's just being low-key.
I don't have respect for the way that he's been playing, to be honest with you. I really don't. It's just everything is just kind of jump on the subject that he's a great – it's a great way to get far in the game, but it's not interesting to me. It's not being yourself to me. It's just whatever's going on at that moment, he's right on it.
Without hating me, because me and you love each other, you know that.
He don't hate me.
Okay. I want you to see that I wasn't, me and David were Malcolms coming into the game. You know, our season was just on when we went on All-Stars. So we went up against people like Robin Amber. Never once would I ever play Robin Amber's game like Philip does. But yet, I understand trying to get people to know you even though they've never seen you.
That's what I'm getting at.
Everybody knows who Brandon Hance is.
Nobody knows Malcolm. Nobody knew David and Mary. That's what I'm trying to get. Is he just playing low-key and trying to stay
out? By the way, I don't think I'm ever going to be invited back to another Survivor.
I think he will be.
It'd be fun, but by damn did I blow up, son.
I think it's going
to
be you against your uncle.
Maybe against your daddy, maybe against your uncle Willie.
No, maybe.
And maybe we just put y'all all on one island and let you fight it out.
Maybe him and Russell will pick teams.
Y'all don't want that. Lil Hans would go domination on everybody.
Russell would put you in check.
No, Russell would get his ass handed to him in a little bitty box with a bow on top.
I believe you because I like you.
Well,
thank you, David. I've never liked you.
Having Dave on Survivor wearing a Louisville basketball jersey so 28 million people could witness.
To see his clear, crystal clear skin, he's like
I would be like Cochran.
He's
I would
like
burn.
Cochran from the Boondocks, huh?
I'd be sitting in my throne, big boy.
David.
I'd be sitting in my throne.
Yeah. You don't want none of this. You got to step up a notch when you come at me. What's up?
You just got to be smart and let somebody else take you out.
I'm good.
You're good.
Anyways, let me talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about, please.
Yes. Go real.
Terry, go right ahead, honey. Paul, go ahead. Bubba, go right ahead.
I ain't heard Paul all night.
Shut up.
Let's take another caller.
Paul's being off.
Somebody else call in.
We need to get Paul up here with some of his comments. And
well,
we need to get some callers up here on the line.
Yeah,
all
right,
so call in at 347-237-5506, and let's find out what you think about last night's show.
Here's my real controversial question for you, Brandon. How was Jeff's shoulder massage? Did you like it?
It was amazing. He has the softest hands in the world.
I wish I could get one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
my lady's dream.
Brandon,
amazing. All you got to do is try to fight somebody on Survivor and you get a massage.
Seems pretty gay.
Go ahead.
Well,
Bubba.
I was wondering, Brandon, when the cameras went off, did you smoke a cigarette after?
I smoked a bunch of them bitches. A bunch. I smoked about a pack and a half. I swear, as soon as I got the Palm Bros, I was like, where's the nicotine?
Don't do it, Brandon. Y'all do it. I said, shut up. Y'all don't tell me what to do.
All the girls, we had a great time. And it just was a wonderful time, man. Now I can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. I mean, it's a relief that everything's over. It was relief whenever I got back in that van. I had such a great time of production. Everybody was dabbing, slapping hands at me. Damn, boy, good job, this and that. It was really, really fun. And I told them, bring me to McDonald's, bitches. And they did.
The Caramoans has got McDonald's.
Yeah, they had to take a 2-hour boat ride. And,
okay.
But they got me there nonetheless.
Okay.
It was awesome.
So getting back to where we were on the show, basically after Brandon had his talk that following morning and said he was going to play for his family, they went to the reward challenge. And the reward challenge consisted of two members of the tribe holding a rope that was attached to a net, and the opposing members threw coconuts into the net until the rope holder couldn't hold on to the rope anymore. And for the fans, it was Michael and Matt holding the rope, and for the favorites, it was Brandon and Philip holding the rope. The reward was going to be brats, steaks, veggies, basically everything for a barbecue, and a few bottles of wine to go with it. And they all seem to be attacking Brandon's net the most. And
exactly.
Brandon wound up releasing his rope first, followed by Matt, then Michael, and Philip released his rope last, which won the reward for the favorites. Doesn't mean he actually won the entire reward by himself, though, which he seemed to try to claim.
But he acted like, holy
right.
crap.
Right. He didn't. If you wouldn't have taken all the coconuts thrown by everybody else,
3 hours, then
he wouldn't have been able to hold on to his rope for so long. So, there. I'll say it out loud.
He was screaming shit like, kutukutu, and all these tribal bullshit that he was screaming to distract people. But I looked at him, and I'm like, man, you can't help but just feel sorry for this idiot. And
well,
I laughed.
I mean, that's the honest-to-goodness truth. If people wouldn't have been targeting you and throwing all the coconuts in your net, he wouldn't have been able to hold on to his for so long.
Reynolds threw a lot of them in his net.
Because that's the thing. Reynolds didn't miss a shot, and Reynolds knew who was the powerhouse. So Reynolds is the one who threw them all in Brandon, which you can't hate Reynolds over Brandon. He's against you, buddy. He's got to get rid of you. But still.
No, I don't have a problem with Reynolds.
Okay.
I
want you hating on me because I am. Yeah, Reynolds didn't miss a shot. You didn't get to shoot. You had to hold on to it. But still, like David said all along, and that's the reason he has so much respect for Reynolds, is the boy don't miss a shot. It's as if he was a Major League Baseball player and they ain't letting
him get onto that subject.
Basketball player or something,
Yeah, or, I mean, he's like amazing. Brandon, I'm sorry, he really is.
For the first time
out there, he's amazing. He really is. He's got my heart. But I hate it for you because I know that he teamed up against you. But you have to realize when he saw you and Philip holding the net, who did he attack?
I don't care.
He attacked you.
So he gave you all respect.
How much is the...
You can ask about pizza all you want.
Oh, you're going to throw the pizza.
He gave you respect.
I can't hear you.
He gave you respect.
Is it a large one? And does it come with breadsticks? Is there hot wings?
Terry, this is no lie. This is what you do get all day when you're on an interview. Because Bubba, me and David
and then,
stand through this stuff. And you do, all day long, stay on a phone. I don't know how in the world he's still got power to his phone.
I will take that, and I will be in my car. How long will it take?
It should be about
25 minutes. Well, I could go take a bath in that kind of time.
Wow, I can
so
make you one.
FC Reward Challenge.
Jesus Christ.
The fans are upset they lost the reward challenge, and they immediately go back to camp, and everyone starts looking for the hidden immunity idol because they know that there was one played at their tribal last night.
Have garlic sauce
so
and ranch
no
and pepper cheese and all that.
And so while everyone's out there searching for it, Reynolds is the one who finds it again.
Again.
And he first says he's not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, but he goes right back and tells what's his name that I don't even know.
He immediately goes back. As soon as he lays down in the hut, he immediately blabs. It's like, that really lasted a long time. So then they show the other tribe, Brandon's tribe, the favorites, and they mention that Brandon seems sullen, even though, you know, they're enjoying the reward. And Brandon said he was trying so hard not to make the game about himself, but Philip Shepherd decided to take ownership of the reward, and it's really, really, really pissing me off. And so he said, Philip Shepherd, this dumbass spy agent, thinks he won the reward, and I don't want to hear that crap, is Brandon's, I think, exact verbiage. And Philip starts talking about conserving his energy for challenges. And that's where it starts getting kind of ugly. Philip says he's just giving his input, and Brandon says, but your input is more like a dictatorship. And Philip says, I'm not going to argue with you. And Brandon says, but I will argue with you. How about you shut the fuck up?
Hey, Terry. Hey.
Yes.
What? You ain't supposed to say that. You're not Brandon.
Wait a minute.
It's okay.
Hang on, everybody.
Yes.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Brad Bailey Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the content of the Brad Bailey Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Okay, I'm good.
Very good, Terry.
Oh.
But it's okay.
This needs to be rated M for mature, for sure. And I feel like it makes it a lot easier to talk on here because I don't want to watch my mouth half the time. And if
we know that.
Hey, wait. I don't need anybody jumping on the bandwagon there, but I don't.
I'm backing you, honey, 100%. You know, I love you.
I don't like David, Mary.
Go Reynolds.
David, shut up.
So Philip does a cameo.
Hey, Brandon, don't you
David,
like underdog?
We're having an interview.
Street fighter, and he's not going to have some young punk telling him to shut up. He thinks Brandon is unstable and should be removed from the game, but if they want to keep him, then he will be playing a different play, is what he said, whatever that means.
He started threatening, just saying.
Brandon actually, you know, talked to the tribe and said, you know, you think I should apologize. He went out and apologized to Philip like a man, and Philip accepted it to Brandon's face. But as soon as Brandon walked away, Philip talked to the cameras and said that he's persona non grata and he's not going to put up with it anymore.
Yeah, what's
and
that?
Philip told Brandon, you know, you don't bite the hand that feeds you and all that kind of, you know, what. Anyway, so day 13, Matt shows us how his feet are all wet and cracked after rain for 48 hours straight. Brandon wakes up and starts the fire for everyone and starts focusing on what Philip said the day before about biting the hand that feeds him and says, he doesn't feed me. I'm a hand. I feed me. Right? That's what you said, right?
What I said. You heard
what
it.
What said. I heard what you said. I wrote it down.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
Philip says,
but, you know, hands or not, I don't think it matters your name. I think every man feeds himself. You know,
absolutely.
It don't matter what blood's running through you. Nobody has a right to tell you, not by the hand who feeds you, unless they're really actually feeding you. And
yep.
I never once saw Philip going out and fishing.
He don't do shit.
And Philip
don't have to.
His energy to win the challenges.
He don't have to.
Philip says,
well,
Brandon has
to
go.
Do?
He's not,
well,
not
he's got
saying
everybody following
he's not right, and therefore something you might consider doing the unthinkable to make something else possible. I would normally never consider throwing a challenge. I'm too much of a competitor. But in this instance, the good outweigh the bad, and also, to a degree, it's compassion for Brandon.
Okay.
Andrea actually tells Brandon what's going on.
Like,
thank goodness there was somebody there to tell Brandon.
As soon as Philip leaves, Brandon walks up and says, what's he saying? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you can't blame her because, I mean, that takes all the heat off her. I mean, it's her being true to Brandon and not lying to Brandon. So I can see her side and tell him.
She liked Brandon. She, you know, she...
I know. She was telling Brandon she liked him.
Yeah. And so then Brandon goes and confronts Philip and says, hey, dude, you know, I thought we squashed all this, you know? And he confronted him about throwing the challenge. And, you know, Philip went back through all of his crap and says, for someone who cooks and oh, I think this was Brandon, for someone who cooks and does good in challenges and takes care of the camp, I think I messed up my notes there. Philip says to Brandon, what is your mind telling you now? You're supposing something. I'm not happy. You asked me yesterday if you could trust me. Now I'm not sure I can trust you. Your activities have been pretty active. Now, what kind of sentence is that? Your activities have been pretty active.
He's a special agent, okay? You got to be able to read his messages. Tell him, Bubba.
I had to go back and listen to that. Your activities have been pretty active. For a special agent, that killed me. You've been sharing info with other people. When I brought you into the Stealth R Us program, and Brandon interrupted him right there and said, stop the Stealth R Us crap. You know, that's like playing with a child. Nobody likes it. And nobody likes their name. And nobody likes you. And Philip says, well, then they'll just vote me out. And
which is what I thought Brandon could play on.
Well, Brandon, only chance he had at that time was throw Brenda under the bus.
No, he did.
And I don't think that he would throw nobody he liked under the bus.
I don't think I think his chance was to show them that he's more of an asset to that team than Philip ever will be.
Well, no, it was. They're all brainwashed at this time. I mean,
no, they're not, David. They're talking behind his back. You see, next week, Corinne hates him.
Every one of them's brainwashed with
they're
Philip.
They're not brainwashed.
Yes, they are.
No,
they are. Mary, I love you, baby, but I have to agree with this man you have over here.
Okay. No, they're not. Terry,
he,
right or wrong.
Honestly, guys, you got to understand, at this point, they've accepted his dictatorship. They've listened to everything he said. Every meeting he calls, they go to.
I think
whether
that
they're
playing him.
They,
No.
You don't understand. How can you play somebody when you listen to every word they say, when you do the votes, every word? At this point, he is in control of them.
100%.
And that's what he wants. I mean,
I think he owes his money to Rob.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think he's playing Rob's game, period.
Oh, he thinks he is. He's not.
Yeah, he's trying his best to play
he's
Rob.
He's not.
Andy Branham.
Yeah, he's trying his best, but he sucks at it.
Yeah, very bad.
Somebody in the chat room wanted to know how much time passed by between the time you threw the rice out and the time where you were down on the challenge, yeah.
Oh, hours at this point.
And
you
didn't punch him and drowned him by then?
But you mentioned when you poured the rice and the beans out that you had to be sequestered. They took you away from everybody.
Yeah, they just brought me to another part of the island.
Before the challenge?
Yeah, they made sure it was safe. And at that point, it wasn't safe for him.
I was wondering why you
didn't
hit him. No.
Yeah, because it
didn't. That's what I was trying to get at earlier. What happened here in between? Because the Brandon I know, as mad as you was, you know, if you're anything like me, I would have killed Philip.
Well, I wouldn't have until he brought you kids into it.
I don't know. I drowned him when he was out there with just me and him and nobody else could say nothing.
Okay.
We got to realize, guys, that we could say everything we do. What if this? What if I was there? But you just don't know until you're out there, you know.
So what, you've got security on the island?
No.
That's what I didn't know.
Cameraman.
No, it's just protection. A cameraman, they're grown-ass men. They could calm things down.
And they just automatically took you and put you somewhere else all by yourself for hours?
No, not for hours. I was sequestered for hours from the time I got to the challenge. Now, on that particular island before the boat ride, it was at least an hour and a half before we even got on the boat. And then it was another 2 hours before we started the challenge. So, yeah, it was about 3 hours of being away from everybody. They gave me my own tent. They gave me, you know, they were like, hey, as much as you could be away from him, that's what we want. So,
wow.
They were doing the right thing, honestly.
I guess.
Well, yeah, they was, because you get in way too much trouble for, you know, really hurting somebody on the island. But that would be good TV.
Yeah, they're protecting my mint money. I would have broke my contract. They're trying to protect me. They were trying to protect this season. They didn't want me to lose my finale money just because I whooped somebody's ass. I mean, they actually helped me out.
Okay.
What, you still don't think that you could have maybe calmed down before you went after Philip and poured the rice out and maybe had Brenda threw under the bus?
David, I ain't talking throw Brenda under the bus.
That was his only chance.
His only chance is him or Philip. He's got to get rid of Philip.
They didn't like Brenda neither.
Whatever.
I don't think they liked Brenda. I think that was his only chance of staying in the game.
No.
But I mean, I'm like you. I wouldn't want it in the game. Everybody following Philip. Everybody thinking he's
playing his Delta Russ game.
Yeah, everybody. he was in control, and so I think you went out with a bang.
I would hope so.
You think?
So this is the point where Brandon goes and empties out the rice and beans in front of the entire camp. And screams at Philip, who's at this point walking down toward the beach. And he screams him, now vote me out, bit. I'm the author of my fate, buddy. And he says he's not going to disrespect me anymore. I'm the author of my fate. So the next scene, they show everyone at the beginning of the immunity challenge. And Provost throws out a few questions, and Corinne announces that they are going to forfeit the immunity challenge because they want to go to tribal because of discourse within their tribe. Brandon begins to tell the fans how they shouldn't take crap from anyone. They're the underdogs, and he is too. And he tells them all about stealth. Stealth Soros. I can hardly say that name without laughing.
Stealth Soros.
And he yells at Philip, don't tell me don't bite the hand that feeds you. I took myself out of this game. And Probst had Brandon step over to where he was standing in a neutral area. And Brandon said, I like this area.
He thought he was host for a minute.
And, Brandon explains how he had a tough time after his first Survivor. Andrea was actually crying because she was close to Brandon.
Oh, she was so sad. Ooh, cry me a fucking river. Yeah, after all the bullshit I heard her talk about, I mean, there's no reason to be crying. You were bashing.
Well, she did seem to at least have some, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was crying over, but she
feeling.
Was crying.
Yes,
anyway,
she said,
I like Brandon. And you know what we've seen all along, does she like Brandon? She was totally against him. But I don't know, because you don't know what happens when the camera's
I'm
not.
I'm on my order. I think she knows. But
it got really ugly when Brandon said, just because you're 100 years old doesn't mean you've never made a mistake. And Philip decided to go where he shouldn't go. And,
yeah.
And he tried to deny that he's trying to be in control. And when Brandon told him to shut up, Philip tried to incite Brandon by saying, that's right. I remember that you talked that way to your elders. I remember you talked that way to your uncle when I saw you guys at finale. And you probably talked that way to your aunt who's watching your two kids right now while you're out here playing this game. And it's
yeah, that
point,
was a cut. I think Philip did that on purpose.
That's when Brandon
he knew that was
about went ballistic. Because there's no reason to bring up anybody's kids in any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Well, I know one thing. I'm going to just put it out there. I don't care. I've met Brandon and I've met Philip. I like Brandon. I don't care if he likes me or not. But I like Brandon. And Philip, when you go to a charity event and somebody wants to take your picture or somebody wants your autograph and Philip won't give it to you or he won't give you the time of the day, I don't like the guy. And I'm glad Brandon done what he did. Okay.
Hey, garlic. Is it garlic in there? They only got liquid garlic?
No, we don't have it.
No, okay. That's what's
at
up.
That point, Brandon almost lost it, but Jeff was giving him a really good shoulder rub and had hold of his shoulders. So, Jeff Probst said, let's just cut to the chase. We're having tribal right now. Brandon voted for Philip. The rest of the tribe basically voted for Brandon. He announced that the sixth person voted out of Survivor Caramon was Brandon Hance. Probst told Brandon that he could not return to the camp. He showed him how to exit behind where the challenge was set up.
The safe way to exit.
And Probst remained there to tell the tribes, you know, the faves are down to 8, fans are down to 6. Take your idol, head back to camp. And basically the show ended. It was kind of, one of the stranger episodes of Survivor as far as it ending the way it did. But then we see the preview for next week, and, you know, the two who had buddied up to get Brandon out, Philip and Corinne, are now trying to get each other out.
Oh, Corinne.
Corinne's trying to get Philip out. Philip's trying to get Corinne out. Go figure.
Well, what do you know? I'm definitely surprised. I did not think Philip was that much of a hothead, you know? I have respect for that man.
Who's saying it?
I'm joking, guys. It was
a joke. Okay. Gosh, I thought something was wrong.
Sarcasm. No, but Bubba, where you at?
That's what I want to
hear. Hey there. Jump in here, Bubba.
Man?
Yeah, give us some input, Bubba.
You don't have
Vic, I'm sitting here listening to it, watching online people's on chat about the show. Everybody's wanting to ask if you enjoyed Jeff's rubdown, but I think we covered that earlier in the show.
I think we did.
Yeah. Was good. Anything else they want to know? Put a caller on the line. Let's get a caller on the line.
Bubba,
there you
go. People to call him.
They're probably afraid of him right now.
How about you, Jonathan?
They
any
might
more
be afraid
questions?
We'll ask you the wrong thing, Brennan, and you'll...
Terry,
no.
Is my friend Ben on there?
Sure, I got another question.
Okay, you got another question? Brandon, listen, you got a question. You got a caller.
Yeah.
Listen, buddy, think.
Wait.
Mary, hold on a second. Johnny
okay,
Digital, go ahead.
This one's actually tied in. This one's tied in with the previous
let's
season.
Let's have a moment of silence. Let's have a moment of silence. All right, we're ready to go. Go ahead.
Okay, Phil.
So my question is, this ties into your previous season, and my question is, if you did have another season, would you vote out the hottest girl first?
Absolutely.
No, that's the dumbest fucking question I've ever heard. Next question.
Brandon, no question is dumb. You answer it. Yes
no,
or no?
I would no.
Okay, thank you.
Next.
I would. I'd absolutely. Because that was my strategy going into the game. Because you put
what's the vote out the hottest chick?
Yeah, vote out the hottest girl first. Because you put one girl in there, and every guy in that game's thinking has changed. You got to get her out early.
I think like that, Bubba. But honestly, man, all the bullshit I get, I can't say stuff like that.
Well, I honestly, Bubba, don't think that's true. Because, you know,
honestly,
let's think
man,
about your winner.
You just need to stick to what you do best.
In a moment of silence, shut up while I'm talking. Okay.
Yes,
second of all, Bubba, who won your season?
Chris Doherty.
Was he looking at the pretty girls? Or did he have his mind on the prize?
At that point,
she does.
And at that time of the game, when they're all stinking like that, they all look the same.
Thank you. So the pretty girl don't matter, guys. I'm telling y'all, y'all ever get back on the island, you better get rid of the strongest.
If I ever see you on the island, Mary, I'm booting you out. Cause
Brandon,
so
now you're breaking my heart because I know you'd keep me because you know you could beat me in anything.
No, I'd vote you out because you're too sexy.
Oh, whatever. Shut up. Hey, you know better.
What kind
hey,
of glasses
you got
on?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does, but that's okay because, you know, I got to look at him too. He's not you,
yeah,
so don't worry about it.
I bet she makes you wear my clothes.
I think about Brandon every day. Whatever, you're all
that's
that
so
and more.
Nasty. Holy shit! No, I just been violated in my mind.
I'm sorry, I hate it for you. But I'm just saying, y'all ever get back on the island, you got to think strategically. You don't get rid of the pretty girls or the ugly girls because y'all are men. And when it comes down to physical challenges, the truth is, a guy can usually beat a man, a girl, physically. But it comes down to mental challenges. She's going to out-dog you.
You put somebody on their tippy toes on a little tiny quarter-inch board, most likely the woman could win.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, I understand
that's
that,
exactly
but
right.
Don't get rid of them because they're pretty.
Oh, no,
well,
you take the pretty one.
Gosh.
Bubba, ask another question. Cherry, where's Ben?
Can I find somebody needs to get a new caller. Listen, I got a special request.
Okay.
Okay. Find somebody that absolutely hates me on Survivor.
No, because you'll cuss them out and you'll be mean to them.
I promise. I will prove myself. I'll let them do what they do, and I will respond. Like a scholar.
Okay, well, the problem is in my Rolodex, I don't have a person that hates you.
Well, I didn't ask you particularly.
Okay, I'm just telling you. I don't know. That's why I said the sprint challenge should have been Phillip versus Russell, because I think it would have proved.
I think it would be easy to find somebody that
people
hates
see
me.
You the way I see you.
I need somebody that hates me on the phone. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell somebody to call in and be mean.
Oh, let's go to the internet.
Brandon.
What?
I don't have a hateful question, and it's kind of a silly one, but I saw it from the first episode on. Did you pick up a twig off the forest floor and shove it through your ear?
Yes, I did.
Are you
really
serious?
Did?
Well, what does it look like?
It looked like a twig, but still.
Oh, then it was.
That's germs.
I got it in my ear as we speak.
Okay, that's probably nastiness.
No, that was probably saving his ear because he's got a 4-inch
babe.
Yeah, what?
It don't matter, babe. That's not being sanitized.
I don't care what it's been. Does it look like I care about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, because I know your blood is full of everything else.
That's more sanitized than jumping in and out of the water, laying in the sand, doing this and that.
Okay, if you say so, Dave.
David,
I would not stick a twig in my ear.
Back, David, you talk good about me the next couple of minutes, and you might have a place in my hate little bit list. You know
he might, but he still loves.
If you weren't ordering pizza, you would have heard what I said about you.
What did you
I have met
me?
You, and I have met Philip. And when Philip won't give somebody at a charity event time of day to take a picture or sign an autograph, I don't have no respect for him.
No, I love taking autographs. I'm a cheese. That's what I do.
Yeah, because you like the camera.
Yeah, I love the camera.
And
it
you
likes
love
me
people.
Too. I do love people more than I love the camera. That's for dang sure.
Gary, I wish to God somebody would call in and be mean to him.
But not, the only thing I like is a lot of people, I'm sure there's a lot of people that hate Brandon and a lot of people that love him. But until you really meet somebody who's been on TV, I mean, from his first season, I didn't really know if I liked him or not. Larry loved him. I met him. I like him. And after this season, I like him even more. But a lot of people don't understand you're coming off of a show. And you know, on a show, you're not your true self.
We've got a caller.
Oh, this is a bad one. Come on.
Okay, Brandon, get ready, honey, and you better be nice or I'll give it to you.
Don't be nice.
Yes, Dave.
What? Hello, thank you for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. How are you, dear?
Fine, sweetie. How are you? And I do have a question for Brandon about something on the show last night, if I may.
And please go right ahead.
Hi, Brandon. It's Glo. I have a question. No, it's nothing bad. It's just something, you know, for super fans, and I think they'd be curious. Had you and Phillip, like maybe if they had not been able to, if they had not been able to stop you, and y'all had connected on the island and really got into a physical fight, what happens? Do they tell you, you know, before you go on the show, if something happens like that, what happens? What would have happened?
Is it in the contract that you lose everything if you get in a fight?
Of course. You screw your whole contract up. I mean, that's a pretty easy question. Ask another question.
Really? That's not no question to us because that was never in our contract, and I read all 500 pages.
He was not allowed to touch another racer.
Whatever. You never read it.
Oh, my. I read enough to know.
You never did.
Yeah.
Ours was all about stealing other people's properties. We
what
could
I mean
have
is,
anybody we wanted.
Would production come in and break it up?
It would have a hard time.
Well, let me tell you.
No,
Jeff could
have put his hands on his shoulders. He would have stopped.
Right. Well, I used to be a bounty hunter, and right now, and I'm not making fun of Brandon, but if super fans, you know, like they make a joke about everything, but if they had made a wager on who to win, I'll tell you hands down that Brandon would have whipped Phillip's ass.
That's true. Glo, I know you from Facebook, honey. You're pretty awesome. I watch your, like, videos.
I could not because, you know, they're going to have people slamming Brandon. They're going to have, from their perspective, and they're going to have people, you know, slamming Philip, and then they're going to have a perspective of taking up for each. And when I did my video last night with super fans and everything, I didn't even want to go there. So I played the dual personality like I was in shock and just didn't even know how to do anything.
Brandon, she's like a superstar in the fans' world, I promise you, okay? She really is.
Brandon, I don't have a bad thing to say about Brandon. Brandon is Brandon and his own man, and he said what he felt. He did what he did. He talked about his family. Then he had stuff thrown at him. I never saw anything like it. I thought it over, and I said, you know what? They're going to make fun of me for doing, you know, I did a really silly personality and I didn't give an SH a hockey stick. I want to use another word. I'll never attain the dream because they think I'm nuts anyway at Survivor, but Brandon's been nice to me, but I'm not going to go there. I never break a confidence of things that I've had with people, and Brandon is okay by me. And, you know, you don't know what's going to hit you when you're on the show, and you don't know. You know, all the elements and all the same scenario. We don't know. We're not the person standing in their shoes. What effect it has on them. And they added so much. There had to be much, much more going on than just what they added for Brandon to go where he went with that guy. That's my thoughts on the whole thing.
That's what I'm trying to get out of Brandon.
Brandon, this is when you say thank you very much, Glo. You're an honor to have talked to.
Thank you very much, Glo. You're an honor to have talked to.
Because she really is. I promise you. This is amazing.
Glo, could you get one of them haters to call in? Could you get one of them haters to call in and ask Brandon a mean question?
If I can go to Facebook and get somebody to come in here. But
okay, get him too, honey. I love you, Glo. I really do. You're like a superstar to me.
Brandon promises he'd be good to him, and I don't believe it.
I can hug one hand, Sir Hans. I never say the name right. Forgive me. I'm not trying to say it wrong.
It's okay. Just say Hans with a hand. Hans.
Okay, Hans. I can hug him if I ever meet him. And the other one, I can shake his hand because he's still ill at me because you know me. I tell people off on YouTube for what they say or do or asking me, but I ain't going there. No, I'm not
going
there.
Well, you tell them I could duck you. You might meet all four Hanses because I think they're all pretty awesome.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and Brandon will probably laugh because he doesn't really know what to think of the real me and probably don't give a damn either, and I wouldn't either. But I'll tell you what, right now after what I saw last night, I would love to be on the show with Brandon and Russell, no matter what differences are towards me from who or whom, I think it would be a hell of a show, and I'm cocky enough to say it. Honestly, people laugh at me in my videos, but I am just like Brandon and do not take any SHL hockey sticks off nobody, the real me. But I'm sweet. Yeah, you be sweet and you be ill when you're ill.
There you go.
Yeah. Brandon, I think if it was you versus Russell and her on the island with you, she'd be on your side, honey.
I'd probably be with Brandon, and the other one would be moping on the sidelines with Brandon, and Brandon knows what I'm talking about, but
I'll tell you, his daddy, Sean, is pretty awesome, too, okay? I mean, like, awesome.
Sean's awesome, but I think Russell...
old and sexy, buddy,
Russell
honey.
Would play Brandon.
Whatever, Dave. Shut up. I'm sick of you.
Russell was good.
Remember, you want the eye candy. You better go get somebody else, like Portia.
Russell,
Portia
song.
I would go to the corner in a threesome, but I would be standing on the side with Brandon, and I'd say, okay, can you teach? I'd say, would you please teach him some damn social skills, or we're all really going to get our asses voted out.
Hello. Stay on here with us, babe. I'm going to bring somebody else on. We've got another caller.
Brandon, we got another caller. Listen, honey.
Bye.
Area code 310. You're live on the Rad Reality Show. Who are we talking to, or where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Phyllis Hendry. I'm calling from Beverly Hills.
Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Brandon?
Long time listener. First time caller.
First time caller.
Well, I've watched Survivor. I'm the biggest fan in the world. But I hate Brandon. He's the worst.
You hate Brandon?
Brandon, somebody makes you so angry.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, it's okay. I take you to it.
He treats women so degrading. I don't know what to do. Like, it makes me shake when I watch.
I don't know. First of all, it's a fake accent.
I know.
Bubba, but that's okay, Brandon. Go into him. You are very degrading to women, honey.
I'm listening. I told you I'd be good.
It's okay.
I'm okay. I'm just eating hot wings. Keep going, buddy.
Keep talking to him. I want to tell him how bad he is.
I just want to know why he does that.
Okay, Brandon, why are you so degrading to women, honey?
Because God made man first.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mama, can you get me a piece of pizza, baby?
Hey, no, Brandon. Because man couldn't live without a woman by his side. But
you
would have got a woman first.
She'd have lived a good life, honey. Right there. Let me tell you what, Mary. My husband couldn't even drive to get his own medicine from Walgreens today. I had to spend a half a tank of gas going and driving him his medicine to work for him today. Let me tell you.
Oh, Lord.
Guys need women. They sure do. But they need to wait on us. I just don't get that.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Because y'all can't take care of yourselves. You're like helpless little babies.
I know.
That's a problem. Guys
Remember
are full
I
of
said,
mouth.
I
Girls
me.
Are full of heart. They tell what they know and they tell what they think. Guys just mouth it off and never prove nothing. So that's okay. Whoever you are from Beverly Hills, I couldn't understand because you're faking your accent, but that's okay, honey. Yeah. Brandon, God made a woman for a man, honey. You better accept it.
Okay, so what's the next question?
Okay, find another caller. Make them have a good accent. Like Tennessee or something.
Murray, that might have been a real person.
No, David, that really wasn't, honey. It was Bubba.
That couldn't have been Bubba.
It wasn't Bubba. Hi, Bubba.
Bubba can't talk that low.
David, I've been to Beverly Hills.
Murray, he was
gay. They don't
gay.
Talk like that.
He was gay.
No, that don't matter, Dave.
It does matter.
Whatever.
Mama, I called this and I hate you, Brandon. I want you to know you have a problem with it.
Brandon, you like dropped down on my meter right now. I'm a little disappointed. You just wait till I see you.
Listen to me. I just want somebody to actually genuinely not like me and call
right.
in.
I do too. I'm begging for somebody who hates this guy to call in and let into him. Because trust me, I will protect you.
No. This is what I want you to do. I want you not to protect me. I
ain't protecting Brandon Hance. I'm protecting the caller. Because every fan has a right to say what they say. You
Absolutely.
Just got to accept
that.
It and get on with it. You might not like what they say.
That's
you don't
right.
say. You never say it's a stupid question. Did your daddy never teach you that? No, no question is
Mary,
stupid as long
you
as you got a question
it.
To ask. I know your daddy. I know he taught you that everybody has a say in this world.
Except women.
Except for when they don't like you, I don't think so.
Hey, Brandon, put your kids to bed.
Your kids ain't even made it,
that. I know, but he's screaming.
That's because he's got babies. We only got one, so don't judge him.
I ain't judging him.
Then shut up.
Hey, I'm not, Brandon, going to bring up a controversial or hateful subject, but I'm curious, this is a work-related question. Did you happen to know the people that were on that barge that hit the oil well?
Yeah, Brandon.
No, I didn't.
Did
okay,
you not
I didn't
read
know
your
how
Facebook?
Big that...
Hmm?
Did you not read your Facebook message from me that I was freaking out, thinking it could be some of your family?
Oh.
Because Terry was worried to death about you, Brandon.
Brandon
and I told her, Brandon is
Texas.
I said, Brandon is Texas. She said, well, don't he travel? Don't he go to, like, Louisiana? Do you, Brandon?
I want a next caller.
Okay, but do you go to Louisiana, or do you just stay on the coast of Texas?
I go to Louisiana, Texas, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, so we had a right to worry about Louisiana fire, oil, whatever, on fire.
It was a tugboat pushing a barge that
that hit an underground gas line from in Lafitte, whatever it's called, Louisiana. That's what I woke up to two mornings ago. And
she was worried to death about you, crying on the phone to me today, worried to death about you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama.
I was scared to death about you and your family, and I jumped up and sent you a Facebook message and was waiting all day for you to call, thinking surely you would call and let me know whether you were okay, whether your family was okay, and I didn't hear a thing.
I'm sorry, Mama. I don't run my Facebook anymore.
Well, anytime something happens to Oil Rig in Louisiana or Texas, you need to get online and tell all your fans that you're okay.
David, shut your mouth.
Brandon, we worry about you, honey.
I'm just telling you, I'm being smart with you and telling you good advice, buddy. Trying to help you out, youngin.
Because the coal mines in Kentucky gets destroyed, then we're going to
everybody calls me.
Okay.
Anybody call? If a coal mine happens, we better get on there and say, hey, it wasn't mine.
Okay, whatever.
You just know that you've got.
I'm just telling you from experience.
You've
got a lot of. You've got
more
than
yes. You've got the world looking at you, and the world cares about you, which is what I want to prove to you. You don't have no callers calling in hating you.
Oh, dude, they would
because
love to.
Callers don't hate you, honey.
Keep pushing it. I want somebody to call and be mean.
I don't think they hate you. I think we can ask all night long. But as much as you want people to hate you, because, Brandon, I could get on my high horse and say, honey, I could say a lot of things. But yet I love you. I love everything about you. I love the way you played your first season because you was Brandon. I love the way you came back your second season because you came back with a vengeance. You weren't going to be done wrong again. And plus, I knew I don't like Philip. I almost stuttered like Lazaro on American Idol because I cannot stand Philip. So you going against Philip, gosh, made me the biggest fan of you after I'd already met you.
Hey, I'm crying right now. Those so sweet words just made my heart melt.
I don't think you have all the haters you think you have, honey.
Well, I think
we have another caller.
Okay, caller, call in.
Okay. I think this guy's name is John. I'm not sure
John.
What date he's from.
Okay.
John, thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show. You're live on the Rad Reality Show, John. Thank you for calling in. Area code 603. John? Area code 603.
I don't even know that area code.
Virginia. I don't know.
John, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
See, Brandon, even if they don't like you, they're afraid to talk to you. Because people call in, they need the balls up and talk about it. That's all I got to say. Because I'll protect them.
Only thing I'm saying, Brandon, about Reynolds, if you watch TV and you're a fan of Survivor and you've never been on Survivor and you're a fan of Survivor and they're playing the favorites, most likely you're going to pull for the fans. And Reynolds is the only one who could take y'all out.
Not the only one, Dave. Now, I like Michael.
Well, Michael's smart, but
okay, Brandon, we've not talked
about
Michael.
Eddie? What about Eddie? I don't even know what he's saying when he says it.
Okay, so shut up. Brandon, what do you think about Michael? Because I seem to like Michael. He kind of like reminds me of Michael Scooping and not because of his name.
I think we need to have another caller.
Listen, Michael's the one who pulled the basket. I thought the little guy showed his weight last night.
John, are you with us?
I thought Eddie should have stepped up because he can't throw. He should have at least. He acts like he's big and bad and goes to the gym from New York or somewhere. Then he should have held a rope against Brandon.
Okay, shush.
Yeah, I don't think he would have lasted
very
long.
Area code 603.
He's got some major baby problems.
Brandon,
right now.
I love your kid. I don't even know him, but I love him.
Wait till the other one comes. Oh, they get worse.
You're going to have a house full.
How old are they, Brandon?
Yeah. Can't you remember?
I got a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and about to be a newborn.
That's what I told you. Because I got a 3-year-old and only 1 3-year-old. You can barely hear her. You've got a 3 and a 2-year-old. It's pretty awesome.
I love you.
Hold on. Did you hear that, Brandon? Listen, just for a second.
Oh, yeah. Love you, Brandon.
No.
You got to say I love you, Terry.
You got to tell Terry.
I love you, Daddy.
And Bubba.
Aw, I love you too, Vanna.
I love you, Pa.
Aww.
I love you too, Vanna.
She's playing with her little peoples.
I love
she
you guys.
She's so precious.
Little kids are all. Love y'all.
She's getting old enough to know when we're on a phone, on a radio, just to play and be good.
She is so precious. I just love her to no end. I regret so bad not sending you those pictures before.
No, don't. Please don't, okay? It's okay. Because, Sherry, I love everything in you. I look at that bracelet every day, honey.
I just regret
can't wait till we
so
see
bad.
Each other again.
Oh, this is getting weird.
Chris,
Bubba. Hey, Chris,
Area
I'm involved 603. In this.
603, call in, please.
Where's the phone book?
Hello?
Are you with us?
Hello?
Jay?
John,
hey.
Is that you?
Nope, this is Ben.
Hi, oh. Ben. Oh, I love him.
Ben,
do you hate Brandon? Will you be rough against Brandon and ask him a couple questions?
Please, tell him, man.
Brandon,
he's
who?
Arrogant or
okay,
something.
Dad, shut up.
Brandon who?
Brandon Hant.
Yeah, that's it. Brandon who? I like him.
Do I hate Brandon Hant?
No, you just got to ask him some rough questions.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't hate Brandon Hant.
I know you don't. I know you like him.
Why? Is he on air?
Yes.
You know that. What, David, don't play into it. He knows this stuff.
No, I just got home. Just got on.
Okay, Russ.
What did I miss?
You missed everything.
You missed it all. Wait,
what did I miss?
Everything.
What happened to Brandon?
Brandon's on there. Brandon, say hi.
Fuck y'all.
Brandon! Oh, my gosh. Y'all peoples.
There he is.
You're so bad, Brandon.
Ben, you're the one that calls in with the questions from fans. Ask him some really hard questions and make him answer them.
Not hard. Ask him some hated questions.
Yeah. Okay,
hard
shut
questions?
Up,
tell him who hates him.
What's the square root
and
of pi?
Queer
okay.
Or something.
You're queer, David.
David. Okay.
Brandon.
Question. Oh, yeah, no. Geez, you know what? I have to, last week I had posted question. I had posted on my Facebook and people wrote in with questions. I don't know. I don't have any questions.
Okay.
But I do have I do have something that's interesting because it sounds like you're taking some flack today, huh, Brandon?
Yeah, I really don't.
He thinks he is. I don't think he is.
You don't take flack? Well, yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I know. I think you did pretty good, you know. You are the orchestrator of your own...
author.
Mise. Is that what it was? No, what did you say?
Author
of his own fate.
Yeah, yes. Yes, no, that was good. I think that was well done. And yes, Philip is a little bitch.
Yep, I believe that.
There's too many Philip haters. Somebody hates Brandon.
Listen.
I had to deal with Philip, so I know.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't wouldn't like come on our show.
Jerry knows. I told Jerry, I was like, I'm trying to get Philip on the show. It was like trying to pull teeth from a friggin' great white, you know? I was like, what the
what
hell?
What did he say? What did he say to you, Ben?
He was like, you got to jump through hoops and do push-ups first. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know? So, you know. But,
did he really say some incoherent shit like that?
Yeah, he said some pretty incoherent shit. I'll show you the emails, the face. It's all on Facebook because I was talking through Facebook. It was crazy. It drove me crazy.
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck it. I'm throwing my hands up. I'm done with it. You know. Can ask Jerry. I was telling her. I'm like, I'm done with it. You know. Philip drove me fucking crazy, out of my mind.
He did that to me in real life.
I guess so. Yes, so. But you got the last word, and that was the best part. When you walked out, you're like. Well, you're like, Philip, you're a bitch or something. I was like, yes! In fact, everyone that
but
was
you
sitting
didn't make
room,
him eat pee-pee rice, damn it.
I know, you can't burn us up.
Yeah, that's what
that
made me mad.
That almost made me mad.
I know. I'm going to make me pee-pee rise.
Anyways, I want Ben to finish what he was saying about everybody.
Okay, go ahead, Ben. Keep on, honey.
Well, yeah, no, I was sitting in a room full of people, and everyone fucking kind of like, you know, not cheer, but everyone was like, yeah, you know, kind of like that. Because they know that I had a hard time with Philip, and, you know, they were like, yeah, you know, that was cool. You got the last word, and I thought it was good. I thought, you know, in a way, I thought it was kind of classy, really. I know some people are going to say no, that wasn't, but I think it was, you know. I think it was. He was being a little bitch. Somebody actually wrote on my Facebook wall and said, said to tell you that you were right. And that she finds Philip very annoying. So you know, that's cool.
You know, I'm a poet. You know, I do things with my words, you know. And,
yeah, I know.
I feel like we should all paint our picture in life with very angry paint.
Whatever.
Anybody in the chat room wants to know why you didn't set the hut on fire?
Mm. That's what I want to know.
Because I wasn't allowed to. I was trying.
And they wouldn't let you?
Yeah, it's just in the safety of the cast.
Oh, right. That would have been so cool.
I know. Next time we're going to smuggle in like a Zippo and some, you know, lighter or something, you know. Or like a quart of kerosene or something, you know. Shit, just wet that shit down, light it up. Let it burn, baby. I don't know. Just one time I want to see at least somebody kick all the supports out from under the bed or something, you know? Just make the hut fall, you know? Something.
As if I felt like I did enough for people's entertainment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, not really, because, yeah, you disappointed me. You didn't catch it on fire. I was entertained. Yes, I was, but, wow, I'd have been talking next week about Brandon if you'd have caught the hut on fire.
Yeah.
I'd have been talking next year.
No, you did plenty enough for the entertainment, but we really thought you was going farther.
Yeah.
With the
plan.
Okay. Yeah. No, I thought.
River. Oh, my God. Give me somebody on the line that hates me, Jeez.
Brandon, you're not going to find it, honey.
Brandon, I hate you.
I hate you, too.
I think
you got David.
I think you're gay, and Reynolds is going to, like, win us.
I think you're gonna get Rambo.
Yeah, but that's
day.
Not right.
No,
now.
It wouldn't take Rambo.
Yeah, yes, David, about Tom and Terry, and tell him he has a right to say gay.
I think somebody can American History X you and do you in the butt in a restaurant.
I don't think it can happen.
I don't think that many people hate you, dude.
Ben, because he just don't understand. He went on the show trying to get hated. Realizing now, today, that people don't hate him as much as he wanted them to hate him.
He's more liked after this season.
If he wanted to be hated, then he should have given in to Philip.
I've got a question, Brandon.
Okay. What can I do for you, buddy?
I'm wondering if it was a genuine apology, if Philip had not done what he did, would you have really mended fences with him?
I honestly have a conviction about what I do, you know, whether people like it or not, and I was going to apologize even if they told me not to, you know. So that was just between me and God. I didn't want him to be mad at me. I felt bad for it. I mean, I am human. I do have feelings, and I do feel sorry for some things that I do. And, you know, so I had to apologize like a man. But it takes another man to accept an apology, and that's something that Philip's not. He probably has little balls.
You told us last week he had a big package.
No, he had a little package, Bob.
Right, and then pink underwear we can't tell.
If you ever watch Enhanced, when I wear my tight pants, my package bulges.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't see it.
Yeah, well, that's because you're gay.
Y'all got to stop with that now. I know, it's nonsense.
You know what? I'm going to talk about it if I want, by the
way. Hi, Brandon, honey. Okay, because I will hang up on you if I want.
I'll bring a wine on here, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, let
geez.
Me talk to LaJuan. Get my boy LaJuan on.
Put LaJuan on.
Tear it down, please.
I will. You stop it right now. Get LaJuan on.
Brandon, I love you.
You don't even know who LaJuan is.
Yes, I do.
He does.
Okay,
okay.
Who's
LaJuan? Daddy and LaJuan are real close.
As we always do when we reach the end of the show, we give our guests an opportunity to say their final words. So we're getting close to that time, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
We are.
I thought
so,
you started 9.
No. We moved it up an hour, Ben.
Oh, you mean you started at 8?
Yes, we did.
Holy shit. Wow, long show.
It was a program, dude.
Oh, I know. Well, I was out. I didn't get back until real late. I figured I was coming in 15, 20 minutes later, you know. I didn't even get to go on Facebook and get people's questions. So.
It's okay, Paul. I love
my
you.
Bad.
We started at the beginning of the season an hour early.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm sure that there are some people that hate you, Brandon. I'm sure that you have some new haters, you know.
I do think that they are scared to death of you to hate you, though. So they're not going to let you know.
No, I don't think he's got that many haters. I think after this season that he's become more liked than
no,
he thinks.
No, he's got haters, David. Shut up.
Yeah, I think he has kind of, you know.
Ben, I love you.
I love you too, girl.
Just letting you know. Put your pencils down, honey.
Where is Bubba?
Put pencils down.
Bubba dropped off. I think he has to get up early in the morning and...
Oh,
my
Bubba. He's got some two boxes to shoot, does he? He's going to go light up the town with his AK? I
don't know.
He's become a cop.
He protects us all, so
oh,
I don't know about
man.
All of us, but he protects those in his town, so.
Good.
Good. Well, I'm glad you called in, Ben. Cherry, I think, was trying to give you a chance to... disguise your voice and call you John, but you never picked up on it. But
we're
wrapping it up
sorry.
Now, so thanks for calling in, Ben.
All right, I'm gonna go borrow your neighbor's phone.
It's
next
okay,
time
Ben. I love you, honey. Love you to death.
Love you guys
and
too.
And
Glow,
I can't believe Glow called into this show, Terry. Because like before, I knew Rad Wrong Reality Show. I know Glow.
Yeah, Glow is
but
absolutely.
But now I
want
to get back to something. Brandon said that he might be able to get
Dawn
to call in.
We would love to have Dawn call in.
Yeah,
you
we'd
said
love
so,
to have
honey.
Dawn
because she's sweet, and we won't be mean to her.
I don't think she's all that sweet.
I don't either.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I don't
David,
know.
David, you're sweet too. So.
Man, but Brandon, I was honest what I said about you and Philip. I've met Philip and I've met you, and I ain't say. Oh, wait a minute, I ain't saying that you was my favorite after the first season. Mary loved you.
I
respect you a whole lot more after this season. But I've met Philip, and when he won't take a picture or sign an autograph for somebody coming to meet him,
he does sign an autograph if that's his job. But if it's not his job,
he's dirt, and I don't like Philip. Well, I can't say that. I'm glad you say it for me.
I got no problem saying it.
Well, gay is as far as I can go.
You can't even go that.
I got in
you
trouble for
go
calling
that.
You queer.
So don't
okay?
even talk that.
Okay. That's as far as I'm allowed to go.
Okay,
I'll
guys.
Hold you, honey. Come here. Come here.
All right, we're about to wrap it up. Anytime that... you can get Dawn or any of the, you know, Survivor Caramon cast on. We would absolutely be thrilled to do so. So, Brandon, you know you're always welcome back on the Rad Reality Show. You know that we adore you. You are always welcome here.
We want to hear your take on Corinne versus Philip next week, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see that. And, you know, you're always welcome to call back. And... share your opinions with us here. We love having you on. So,
everybody, remember to go to www.enhance.tv. Make sure you watch Enhance. Make sure you see the new episode of Enhance with me and my Uncle Russell. We're having an interview about we interviewed about the big explosion. We uploaded it earlier today, and we had 2,500 people within an hour visit the website, record-breaking website. So it's doing good for us financially now, and I make history. That's what I do. I make babies and I make history, so that's what
I
do.
You better stop making babies.
You better stop being gay and take it in the butt.
Hey, there's too many babies, buddy. I'm telling
hey,
you.
Hey.
I've got four of them. After four, after three, they kind of get hard to take care of.
Okay. Go ahead, Terry, honey. We listen to you.
I might have to get LaJuan on here so y'all stop
yes,
making those
please,
comments.
So they'll stop that because it's ridiculous. They only do that because they're macho. It's ridiculous. So
the
I'll back LaJuan.
The only way you can be macho is if you have a little bit of muscularity to you.
Well, LaJuan has muscularity. Tom and Terry has muscularity.
I've never seen David.
But I also respect him enough to
and you'll never see me naked.
He's handsome.
Well, you better watch it, son, because I'm going to see you again one day.
I'll let you walk in
wait.
When he's on the shower. Go ahead. Okay, Terry, you can close it up. Shut these boys up.
Well, Mary and David, you know we love you, and we love you too, Brandon. I am so glad you came by and talked to us about Survivor Caramel. We enjoyed it, every minute of it. And, Brandon, I'm so glad that you did what you did. It was entertaining. It was enjoyable. And I loved every minute of the show. I think that they deserved it, and I'm sure you had a good time doing it. So,
yeah, I sleep well at night, trust me.
I bet you do.
In your brand new bed you got last week, so have fun.
Hey, I want one thing. When you come to Kentucky, bring me a stupid ocean water and let me try.
Let me tell you something, son. You ain't never lived until you had an ocean water.
Yeah, we're not all that into salt either.
Well, maybe we are. I want to see what this ocean water is they sell out there.
Okay.
It's delicious. It tastes like Christmas in your mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Ben, thank you for calling in tonight. Don't be late next week.
Ben, I love you.
I start calling you.
You too, girl.
See you guys next week.
See you later, Brandon. Bye-bye, bud.
Take care.
Thank you guys so much for calling in. I'm going to wrap this up with Ron, as I always do. Make sure
yes,
you are here with us on Sunday night for our The Amazing Race second Pit Stop show with Luis Servato. I almost said Travis Bo Sampson. With Luis Servato.
We might have to call in this Sunday. It is Hanoi, Vietnam, and we have been there.
Really?
It's a hard place to be.
Yes, we have been there.
100%
we went,
humidity. It's
100% humidity. It was 112
ridiculous.
Degrees, and we had to go find John McClain's jail cell, which he was held POW.
Yes, it was
we'd
hard.
Love to have you call in on Sunday.
Yeah, we just had to pay our daughter another $10 to watch. Maybe for an hour.
That'd be all right.
But David is, you know, he loves Vietnam as it is, so he's already said, okay?
But, yeah, that would be great if you could call in on Sunday. Louis does such a great job at recapping the Amazing Race. And, you know, we talk about it just a few hours after the show ends on CBS. So it's a fun show, and Louis does an amazing job. And we would love to have you call in on Sunday. If you can do that, that would be awesome.
I'm calling
Monday.
In this Sunday. It's in Vietnam. Count it. It's write it down.
Okay, David, shut up. Let
and
her
then
close
on
up
Monday,
the phone.
That show is at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then on Monday, we have the Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa, and that show is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. So make sure you join us for our upcoming shows. And I'm going to close this with Ron, as I always do. We are certainly glad you've been here with us for our Survivor Caramel show. And we thank Mary and David Conley for calling in with Brandon Hance. He's always a lot of fun. You never know what he's going to say. So thank you again, Mary and David, for calling in.
Anytime,
Brandon. It's been fun.
We appreciate everything you guys do for the show and for us.
And we love y'all. We love drawing, okay?
Yeah, we love you, too. And give little Vanna a hug for us.
Teresa, give you a hug.
I'm going to give him more than a hug here in a minute.
Okay. All right, we're going to close it out with Ron. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show. Here's Ron.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with, oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Love you guys, every one of you. Take care. God bless. Be kind to each other. Good night. Love you, Ron.